Hello again. Well, hello from a very long time ago. I don't really use this anymore unless I just need to scream into the void and I don't want anybody to know what I'm saying. You know? Like, it's just for when I feel like my feelings are too big and I know that no one I'm talking to is really gonna understand it. Or even if they are, it's just not gonna be in the right way. You know, it's not gonna do me any good to tell anybody. You know? But I just gotta get it off my chest. I'm angry. I am angry. And I know that I kind of don't have a right to be. But then I kind of do. And people have told me that I have every right to be angry. But I feel like in my heart, I can't get it out in a way that sounds not crazy. So I'm just gonna get it out here. And then I won't have to be crazy, you know, because it'll be out. It'll be out of my system. It'll be into the void, you know. I've never been one to be super about Valentine's Day. You know, it's one of those things in my life where I kind of just have shied away from it a little bit. You know, like in my house when I was growing up, anything feminine or inherently vulnerable was shut down immediately. You know, it was gross. It was what my dad would say is fruity. Anything he didn't like or felt like it was too much for him or too something too gross, he was just like, "Ew, that's fruity." So for a while, I hated the color pink because it was so inherently girly and feminine. And I didn't want to look like that because I wanted to look strong and capable and my own person. Because if I liked pink, that must mean I'm weak. That must mean that guys don't have to talk to me because I'm just some girly girl with no thoughts and feelings and just was too much and too crazy and all this stuff, which is misogynistic. It is. My household was very misogynistic when I was a kid. Very against anything remotely in touch with emotions or feminine presenting. So for a while, I hated talking to girly girls. Which is such a contrast from when I was younger, because when I was little, all my friends were girls. I only ever wanted friends that were girls. I liked girly things. I liked Barbie movies. I liked that shit. I liked sparkly shit, you know? But in growing up, I had been introduced to such violent misogyny that I suddenly just rejected everything like that. Like one day it just clicked and I wasn't allowed to like any of that shit. I wasn't allowed to feel any of that shit. I wasn't allowed to want any of that shit because if I did that means I was weak and I was shallow and I was vulnerable, and being vulnerable is very bad in my family. We didn't really hug a whole lot. We didn't really tell each other we loved each other. And any sort of feelings like that were shared was a manipulation tactic. Or it was forced out of us because one of us, like the siblings, were fighting and my mom wanted to just end it. So she thought, "Oh, I'll just force them to hug and say that they're done, and then they're not allowed to talk about it anymore." And that's the resolving issue, right? You know? And growing up, I still loved the feminine shit. I just knew that I wasn't supposed to like it. And I thought it made me weak. So I hid it. And I didn't even know parts of myself were that feminine and that open, you know? Like, I felt both isolated from girls and boys because for boys, if they were misogynistic, which most of the time they were, and I came up to them, they would ignore me because I am a girl and they didn't think I had anything to contribute to their conversation. So they literally would stop talking and look at me, and I'd be like, oh, I'm not welcome here. I'm not able to communicate with these people. Something must be wrong with me. Even though I was perfectly capable of contributing to that conversation, and I totally could have if they had given me the chance. But because I don't have a dick between my legs, that wasn't an option for me. And I was rejected within my own family, you know? I have a masculine sibling who was very abruptly taken out of the group of people, you know? I have more sisters than I do brothers. And the brothers that I did have were closer to my age than the sisters that I have. And my sisters were too far away from my age to want to interact with me when we were younger. Now it's different, but you know, like it's always going to be different now. Because we're all adults and we have to listen to each other. We have to communicate because if that doesn't happen, we don't see each other. You know? And it's different. It's less serious now because we're not in such a terrible environment anymore and it's not that serious. It never was. But back then it was so serious. You know, being a girl and being a boy was very serious. I had a lot of boy toys growing up. I really liked them. I had a lightsaber and I had Star Wars action figures and I had Beyblades and I had Bakugo and I had boy toys because to me they weren't really boy toys, they were my toys. I liked them, so I got them. And they were taken away from me and given to my brothers because I was a girl and those are boys' toys. So that means they belong to them. And so part of my identity was taken away from me because I was no longer allowed to identify with boy things because those were boys and I'm a girl. But then I also wasn't allowed to like anything girly because that was too much. It was too fruity. It was too, bimbo, shallow, bitch, shit. You know? So I was rejected twice from communities. You know, I never felt like I belonged with the super feminine girls or what I thought was super feminine, which I realize now is actually misogynistic too. But there were these girls that I used to go to school with, and they rejected me immediately. Like something in them just sensed that I wasn't like them, and they were like, no. And I was just immediately rejected, you know? And I tried so hard to be with those girls, but I was like, fuck, you know what? If you don't like me, then fuck you. You know what? I'm gonna go do my own thing. And I did, and it was fine. But that's what I thought femininity was. And rejected the fuck out of it. I was like, no pink, no girly shit, no romance, no nothing. You know? And I dated somebody and I told them that they were not allowed to call me pet names and that I didn't like PDA and so they weren't even really allowed to touch me and just all these things that I didn't really super want, but I thought I did because I thought that meant that I gained respect and that I wasn't a shallow, dumb bitch, you know? And so I did all those things and I still didn't feel good. I didn't feel like myself. And I was like, who the fuck am I? I can't be a boy and I can't be a girl. Or I can't be associated with other girls and I can't like any girly things. Who the fuck am I? You know? And so I never really paid attention to things like Valentine's Day. I never really paid attention to anything involving femininity, and I didn't really get to be feminine until like my senior year of high school. And I had slowly been unburdening myself from all the misogyny and shit since my sophomore year of high school, but I didn't really get to be the way I wanted to be until high school, until I turned 18, to be precise. Because not only was my dad super misogynistic, but my mom was. You know? She was very much not like other girls. You know? She didn't want to be like other girls. She didn't want us to be like other girls. She didn't want us to be shallow and slutty, and she didn't want us to wear revealing clothing, and we weren't allowed to associate with girls that she didn't personally like, and we weren't even allowed to idolize any girls and like celebrities that she didn't like either, because those girls, they just fuck men and they just get thrown around and they deserve to be treated like shit because that's what they are, you know? And it was just very disheartening. And then I realized that no, like, normal people don't feel that way. People who aren't hurting inside do not feel that way about girls and femininity and love and stuff like that. Normal people are very out and open with it because they're comfortable with themselves and they're comfortable with their feelings, that they can just be out about that stuff. And if they're not super feminine, they don't really like super feminine stuff, they don't feel the need to go and bash it. They're just like, I'm not, I just, it's not for me. Maybe for other people, but it's not for me. And that's totally fine. And I didn't know that. So was just really hard for me. And then I discovered that feminine shit can actually be really nice and really warm and calming, and I really like it. I love the color pink. I think it's a great color. Anytime I see it, I gravitate towards it because I really like it. It's a good color, you know? And I never had anything pink growing up. You know, when I was really little, yeah, I did. But then when I started to reject femininity, nothing I had was pink. Everything was gray and in forest green and dark maroon and brown and black and just blah, you know? And I don't mind that shit still. Those things are fine. But I closed myself off from so much because I rejected so much. You know? And then I started getting back in touch with myself and my femininity. And then that brought me back to my inner child, you know, the part of me that I rejected so fiercely because I did not want people to think I was weak. I didn't want people to think I was overly emotional, which I was told I was a lot when I was a kid. And I didn't want people to think that I was stupid because girls were associated with being stupid. And if I was super into girly shit, that must mean I'm stupid. And I realized that nope, I can be smart and like pink. I can be feminine and I can like romantic shit and I can like Valentine's Day. And that doesn't mean that I'm less capable of anything. And I know that that's like feminism 101 shit. But I had to realize that, and it took a lot. And so now, when anything like that pops up, I am like almost hyper aware of it, especially when it involves men. You know, I am still catching myself not wanting to look stupid. Even though if those men think that I'm stupid based off of me liking feminine shit, that that's their own problem and they need to get the fuck over that. And that's probably limiting, they're probably limiting themselves from things because of their hatred of femininity. But I get caught in that. And it's really, really, really hard not to get caught in that because it's still very much present. Even though it is femininity 101, it is still like an important thing because I am rejected by people in my family because of my femininity, because I am a woman, you know, Because I'm a girl, I will go to family functions and my younger boy cousins will ignore me. They will not talk to me. And it's not because of who I am. It's not because of any of my interests or anything I've ever said. It is because I'm a girl. And they have rejected femininity so much that they have no idea how to talk to me and they don't even want to. And it is not a problem to them. I've had classes where I've tried to talk to boys because I didn't know anybody and they were close to me and they were talking about something I know about. Like they were talking about anime. And I was like, shit, I watch anime. That's a subject I can talk about. Let me join in on the conversation. So I tried. And they immediately assumed that I only watched the feminine kinds, you know, like the boy drama archetypes where you're in a like a school or something and they're men and they talk to you like sweet baby girl, you know, like the how the anime men talk where it's just like over the top obnoxious, you know, and I do like some of those animes, don't get me wrong, because I'm not afraid to go and watch those. But also I like the more like what people assume is masculine. Because here's the thing, women are pretty fucking violent. Women are very violent. But we're not violent in the way where we do it in an unnecessary, out of touch way, like men do. You know? When women are violent, it is because they have to be, because it is necessary. Or because it is believed to be necessary. You know? Very few times do women murder people because they just wanted to. You know? Very few women do that. Very few women have disorders where they are violent towards people because they know better. Not because they don't have that violent urge, but because they know better. And they know their shit's gonna get rocked if they're doing bad shit. You know? So, yeah. Women can be pretty fucking violent. If you like, if any of you watch like the show Yellow Jackets, that is a almost nearly all women cast. There are two men in that show. And those men are the least violent people. You know, like those men do not murder anyone in the show. Like they can be involved in murder because the murders because this is a murderer show. They've been involved, sure, but they are not the main instigators. You know, like, they're still pretty like violent and out of touch, but not in the way that the women are. The women are extremely violent because they have to be in the show, in the situation. But the way that women are violent in the show is intricate. And it is thought out, and it is for a bigger purpose, you know? But women can be violent. It is possible. And when it is, it's not some girly thing like, oh, let me shoot you with my gun, pew pew. Oh no, did I just kill a man? No, it's like slashing somebody's throat out and draining them of blood and eating their insides. It is, you know, like Ellie from The Last of Us, it is, you know, stabbing someone with an axe repeatedly until they are just nothing but a bloody pulp. It is violent. It is every sense of the word. But it is so diminished by, like, misogynists that it's just that women are thought of as this other creature that men can't even hope to identify with. And it's just sad. And it's what I think about when I have to interact with men. And when things that happen that are inherently feminine around men. So Valentine's Day is kind of super stressful. And it's a thing I kind of move myself away from. Because it's just a thing where I'm just like, all right, if I am super into Valentine's Day and I want to do Valentine's-y stuff, are you going to make fun of me for that? Are you going to think that that's stupid and that I'm just falling into a trick or that I'm, you know, basically what I've always thought is what femininity is, which is shallow and weak and emotional and over the top and needs to shut the fuck up, you know? And that's what I feel like. If I liked Valentine's Day, if I was into that shit, if I had expectations for Valentine's Day that were other than whatever the fuck the other person decided to do, then that must mean that I am shallow and I'm over the top and I'm too much. And I'm stupid. You know? Because why should Valentine's Day matter so much? Why should I like something that is inherently made for women? Why should I make such a big deal about something that's commercialized? You know? So that I'm stupid for falling right into the trap of capitalism. Then I'm shallow for liking something that is one day out of the year that's supposed to mean everything to your relationship. Because it doesn't. But it can be fun. And it can be meaningful. And it can mean something very deep about your relationship. It really can. Because, you know, I thought Valentine's Day was just like where you get somebody flowers and chocolate and you're like, here, I love you. And you're like, I'm dating you. We're together. This is a day. Here's some chocolate. You know? But it's not that. You know? It can be something really nice. You know, where it's a day that everybody recognizes that, like, it's a couple's day or whatever, you know? So if you're not a couple, go do something with your friends. Go do a Galentine's Day. Go and make a bunch of shit for your friends that show them you love them. And it'll still be nice. You know? Or do something for yourself. Take yourself on a date. Get yourself a bunch of random shit to show yourself you love yourself. Or if you do happen to have somebody you're dating, do something nice for them. Don't go and get them some chocolate and flowers. Do something that shows them you love them. Because that's what the day is originally supposed to be about. You know? Like, I've seen people on TikTok, like, learn how to crochet. And they made their partner a fucking quilt. Or they've taken something like if they go somewhere regularly, they take something sentimental about those things, or if they can get something from that thing, you know, like if you and your partner went and visited a park every day, take a pebble, a little rock every single day, and put it in like a nice little clear glass thing, or paint it, or write like. Or paint little words on in every one of the pebbles. Or, I don't know, every month that you've been with them, write them a little note and then give them all of the notes up to Valentine's Day. Or make them a really nice dinner. Or, I don't know, but taking the time to do something for someone where you can tell that it means a lot. You know? And I've never really experienced that. And I've never really seen that. But I've seen it on fucking TikTok. And I've seen my friends do it for their significant others. And that's really fucking nice. And I didn't know that that's what Valentine's Day could be. Because in my house, it was my dad giving my mom flowers or chocolate, and sometimes he wouldn't even hand them to her himself. He would just leave them on the counter, and that could be anybody's. But it's for my mom, and she's just supposed to know that, and she's supposed to be super eternally grateful for the same thing every fucking year, and it's not personalized towards her. It's not her favorite flower. It's nothing like that. It's just some goddamn regular red roses and a chocolate box that's a Russell Stevens. My mom gets like two or three Russell Stevens little heart boxes from her kids at school. So you know that that is the cheapest ass shit. You know? And he would maybe give her a peck on the face. They would do a tiny little baby kiss. And that was the Valentine's Day. And that is the only time that my parents would show affection for each other. Unless it was like their anniversary or something. And maybe not even then. I mean, towards the end, not even then, obviously. So I don't really have a reference for that. But that's what made me feel like Valentine's Day could be a thing that I like, is doing those really thoughtful things. You know, and that's just what anyone wants during Valentine's Day anyways. I've heard for years that my mom doesn't like that she just gets flowers and chocolate, and that if he just took the time to write her a note or put something heartfelt, or just like even like leaving, like packing her lunch for her in the morning, writing her a cute little note, or making cute little snacks for her, or that could be heart-shaped, I don't fucking know. But just something that just makes you go, oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, I for like this is nice. I remember why spending time with you is nice. If I forgot. Or they just look at the gift and they're like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Of course you would give me this. Because this is us. This is you. This is me. Of course you got me something I like. Because I love you. And yeah. You know, where you just look at it and you're like, this is who I'm with. Of course. You know? And maybe someday down the line I'll get something like that. You know? And maybe I just got too excited this year and I should have just expected something weird and simple. You know, I wasn't expecting something super amazingly abnormal or like overdone or crazy or expensive. Not at all did I want any of those things. But the person that I'm with now has been really thoughtful in the past and really like listened to what I say and really honed in on that and really made a point to make me feel like they really care about what I say and really care about what I like. You know, they remembered my favorite canned tea. They remembered my favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They know all of that. And this Valentine's Day just wasn't, it just wasn't at all what I would even think that they would do. At all. You know, this person drove me 2 hours to go and look at a Christmas store because I said I liked Christmas. You know, I said I was excited about it. And we went and drove 2 hours to see this really cool Christmas place. And I don't know, I guess I just expected something different. I got what I got. You know, like you can't renew that. And I just kind of, the whole day, I just felt like I was just going, oh, you know? It just wasn't at all what I expected or wanted at all. You know, like for Valentine's Day, I guess I didn't plan anything for the specific day. Like I didn't make day plans because he kind of had said that he already got shit together. Like he just, like just one day out of the blue, I was like, so are we doing anything for Valentine's Day? And he was like, you'll see. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe we'll see. You know, like it's gonna be pretty good. Like, you know, like it's gonna be him, what he normally does. It's gonna be something that I wouldn't expect him to do, but it's good anyways. You know, it's gonna be, he's gonna surprise me like he always does, and it's gonna be great. But I was surprised. Just not in a good way. You know, like I just, I don't know. I don't know what I expected, to be honest. I try not to have expectations because I don't like being let down. And because when I do get let down, I get really let down. Like it's a lot. I just have to sit there for a day and just be like, don't freak out. Don't freak out and get angry. Don't blow up on anyone. Don't do anything. Just sit there and just look straight. Because when I was a kid and I got disappointed, I would cry and scream and throw up it, and it just wasn't good. So I learned that if I was disappointed with something, I can't just get mad immediately. I can't just do that. That's just not how life works. You can't just do that. So I would just pretend that's fine and everything's fine because I don't want to create a problem for people. So why don't I just pretend there's no problem at all? Because even when I would be like, all right, okay, so screaming, crying, that's not the right tactic to use when I'm unhappy. So I'll just explain why I'm unhappy. That'll make them understand. You know, like I'll be like, hey, when you did this, it upset me. And then they'll understand, and then we can talk about it and it'll get resolved, and then I don't have to be upset and they can know how I feel. And then I would tell my parents and they would scream at me, and I would get punished, and I would feel like a terrible person. So I was like, all right, shit, can't do that. So you know what I'll do? I'll just shove it down, and I'll never have any problem ever, and I'll just be perfect. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Because I can be fine for a pretty long time. I'll give myself props for that. I can pretend to be cool for a very long time, to the point where some people that I do not like at all think that I really like them, and I don't. I do not like those people. And I actually, in fact, could possibly hate some of those people. Because I'm so afraid of conflict, I will never let them know that. I'll never be passive aggressive towards them. I'll never do anything. I will talk so much shit about them behind their back because I have to get it out somewhere. But I will never let those people know because I don't want to get yelled at. You know, and it can be something that could even be resolved very easily, but I cannot let them know because I'm so afraid of getting yelled at, and it is so jarring to me to go and let those people know that I have a problem with something that I am just like, I will cry. I will cry. It my tears will well up in my eyes, even if I'm not even super upset about it, and I will cry, and then it'll look like I'm being really dramatic, and I don't want to make someone feel bad like that. So I won't do it because I will cry. My face will get red. I will feel like I'm leaving my body, and I will cry, and my hands will get really shaky, and it's just not a good look for me. I just have a really hard time doing that. I told my mom once, because she was telling me a story about something, and it was involving somebody who was Asian, and I didn't really like her response to that person. So I said, that's pretty racist. Don't do that. That's not good. I think that's racist. Like what you did. I thought that was racist. Guess it was. And my dad felt so angry on my mom's behalf that I even said that something she did was racist. That, like, 'cause I wasn't even calling her. I wasn't saying, you're racist. I was saying, hey, that seems racist. You probably shouldn't do that. Because it was, and she shouldn't have. And my dad, when he finally got fed up with me just explaining myself and where I was coming from, threw our kitchen chair back behind him to the point where it hit the wall, because that's how hard he thrusted it back, and stood up, and I thought he was gonna hit me. I really thought he was gonna hit me, and I was very scared that he was gonna hit me. And thank God he didn't, because there were other people in the room and they were standing in front of me. But, it wasn't good. And I have gotten met with that same violence time and time again. And I just don't, I really don't like talking to people about confronting things. I just don't, I'd rather not have a problem at all than be like, hey, this upset me. Because people act like it's such an easy thing to do, and they act like it's so, like I'm so stupid for not being able to do it, and like they kind of have like a little laugh in their brain. It's like, I can't believe you just don't feel comfortable talking about that because it's such a simple thing. Yeah, it is a simple thing, and I really wish I could talk about it, but I just can't, and it's just a thing that I really, really, I can't do. And it's and I don't know how to explain it to people where they understand it, because they don't understand it every time. And it's even hard for me to talk about why I can't confront people. Like I can't even do that. It's just so stupid. Because I was raised by two people who can't get their shit together. Now I gotta have this problem. That is so debilitating to me. Over the simplest things, now I can't even speak up for myself, because rather than explain things to me and be like, hey, this is a child, maybe I shouldn't get extremely angry at them for just speaking their mind. Maybe I should explain things to them. Maybe I should get mad and offended at what this kid says because they're a kid and I'm an adult. Maybe I shouldn't react to them in such a violent way that they get shaky whenever they even have to tell anybody they just don't like something. So, I'm upset. And what usually happens when I'm upset is I make a lot of assumptions. And this is the part that I hate the most about myself, because I am the most like my dad in this instance, where I get in my head about it. Like something upsets me that someone does. And then I make a whole storyline in my head of how that person did that so they could purposely hurt me. And then I get mad at that person because they went out and tried to hurt me and I didn't deserve that. And then I go and blow up on them. Or if I try to address it in the moment, because usually like I will blow up at them way later, because it's been building up in my mind because I've been pretending to be fine, but it'll stay in the back of my mind. And then they'll do something similar to that thing, and I will be like, all right, no, I'm fucking done. I'm not taking this shit anymore. And I will blow up on them. And I will call them out for purposely trying to kill my joy and be mean to me, even though they don't actually want that and they've never wanted that. And I blow up on them. I do. And I'm trying really hard not to do that because that's how you lose people. But the other way I do that is I address it right when it happens and I tell them how I feel and I try to work on it with them. But that is when I start getting shaky and I start crying. So I either let my feelings build up to the point where I get super angry and I blow up, or I get so scared of getting screamed at that I start crying. So I don't usually have relationships with anybody because I hate those two things. I hate doing either of those. I don't want to be the bad guy that freaks out over nothing. I've never wanted to be that person. And I don't know who would, obviously, but it's just, I hate that about myself. I try my best to be genuine and upfront. And the fact that I hide things about myself and then I blow up on people for no reason, that's what my parents do. That's not what I should be doing. And I can't, I'm so mad at myself for learning that, for learning to do that from them. And it just sucks. And then I'm so mad at myself for being weak. Because another thing, being weak is really not good in my brain. When I had my first therapy session, I called myself lazy a lot to the point where my therapist was like, "You really gravitate towards calling yourself lazy. Why is that?" And it's because my parents have called me lazy my entire life. And anything that I've done as a kid, like if I didn't clean up after myself, or if I didn't have a clean, neat room, or if I said something disrespectful towards them, or something like that, along the lines of that, that must mean that I am out to get them. I'm malicious. I'm lazy. I don't care about their feelings, and I am purposely not doing something because I personally don't feel like it, and I'm out to get them. And yeah, so if my mom got home and she had a bad day and I didn't do my dishes, that must mean that I purposely wanted her to have a worse day. I knew that she was already having a bad day, and I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll not do my dishes. That'll get her. Because I like being in trouble. And so I called myself lazy because that's what I thought I was. And she was like, "I don't believe in the word lazy." And I'd never heard an adult say that. So I was really like, my ears just perked up and I never forgot that. So I was like, "What do you mean you don't believe in lazy?" And she was like, "I believe everybody has a reason for things. No one just chooses not to do something. That doesn't sound right." Like when you were called lazy because of those things, was it actually because you didn't feel like doing them and you wanted to put them on somebody else? No? Why was it? Why didn't you do those dishes? Because I got home, I needed a meal because I haven't eaten all day, and I made it and I wanted time to rest because I had just gone through 8 hours of school. And I had planned on doing those dishes, but on my own time, when I felt like I wasn't exhausted, because I was exhausted coming home from school. And that's why I didn't do the dishes. And that's why they were there when my mom got home, because she gets home around the same time I do, because we're both doing school. And then it made sense to me. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm not lazy. I'm not doing things because I'm a piece of shit. I'm not doing things because I just don't have the capacity to do those things right now. And if I'm supposed to have the same compassion for my mother, if I'm supposed to have compassion that in the moment she couldn't be a good mom, in the moment she wasn't her best self, in the moment she was struggling, if I'm supposed to acknowledge that, then she should be able to do the same for me in those moments. And she wasn't. And I didn't deserve that. And I'm not lazy. But going back to Valentine's Day, as I keep veering off because it's uncomfortable for me to talk about, I wanted something heartfelt. I expected him to do something or say something to show me how he feels. And I already know kind of how he feels, but I really, really, really was looking forward to like seeing or hearing, you know, how he felt about me. Because that is the day you're supposed to do that. You know? And so I was like, he's gonna write me a letter. He's gonna write me a little note. Maybe he'll paint me something because he likes to paint. Maybe he'll do something like that. Nope. I didn't get a single goddamn letter. I wrote him a really long letter about bearing my soul, about how I felt and how my past relationships have been and how this one is different from that. And I was being truthful. And now I feel like a fucking idiot for doing that because I wrote him a note and he didn't write me goddamn shit. You know, I didn't get a single heartfelt thing. Not one. I didn't get anything about him communicating his emotions towards me. No, nothing. I am so fucking mad about that. I'm so mad about that. How dare I be so vulnerable when you don't do anything showing me you're vulnerable at all? You weren't vulnerable. You went to fucking Target and got me a comforter. I've never heard of anyone getting a comforter for Valentine's Day. Never. And I have a comforter. One I happen to really like. You know? And this is a thing in our ew. I just realized I don't have that much longer to talk. But I think I'll get through it anyways. My comforter is very special to me. I like the way it looks. It is a beautiful comforter. And before I had it, it was in my family. And I remember looking at it and thinking how pretty it was. And just looking at it, and like all the different, because it's floral, I looked at all the different flowers all over it. And I was fascinated with it as a kid. And it was so comfortable to lie on. And every good sleep I've had has been with this fucking comforter since I was a kid. Since I was a kid. I loved this comforter. I've never had a time where I didn't love this comforter. I've had thoughts in the recent past where I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a new comforter. And then every time I shot myself down because I was like, no, this comforter is it. I've never wanted a different comforter. And even if I might like a change in scenery, I will always go back to this comforter. I do not plan on changing it at all. You know, maybe if one day it gets too bad where it's like I cannot use it anymore, I'll repurpose it into something else. But I do not intend on losing this. And this boy went to Target and got me a dull comforter. A bland comforter. And I was very, very, very nervous to show him my room because my room is made for me. Me is splashed all over these walls. Me is on my bed. Me is all over because it is my room. I designed it for me and me only. I designed it so that I could have a space that is all mine to do with and for my enjoyment. So that when I walk in here, I feel better. And my comforter is one of those things. It's one of those things where it feels like me. You know? It was one of my very first things that I could have of my own. You know? I shared a room for 17 years, and anytime I was sharing a room with one of my siblings, I did not have creative control of the room at all. When I shared the room with one of my brothers, I did not get to pick the wall color. In fact, it said his name on the wallpaper. And I was just expected to be okay with that because one day I was gonna have to move out of that room, and that room wasn't really mine. And then I moved into the second room, and my sister told me that I was just borrowing the room and that the room wasn't really mine. So I didn't get creative control at all. I tried to put stuff on the walls. Nope, that wasn't gonna fly with my sister. Nope. The only creative control I had was of my dresser and of my bed containing this comforter. Have no plans on changing this comforter. It is mine. And he would have known that if he had asked me. But he didn't. And I don't know really what his thought process was because I don't know who's ever gotten a comforter on Valentine's Day. I don't really think that's a normal gift on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day gifts are like flowers or chocolate or notes or I don't know, something. Not a comforter. Like, it's about your relationship. It is about you being together. And I'm sorry, my bed is mine. You don't sleep there. I sleep there. Why are you picking something out for me that I would not choose for myself? Because I'll tell you what, I would not choose that comforter for myself. It's ugly. It is. And he's seen my room, and he's seen my comforter, and he's seen the way I dress, and he picked that. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna do one big gift, and it's gonna be a comforter, a really bland Target comforter from Target. You didn't even go to a comforter store. You didn't go to a bedding store. You were like, nah. If I can't afford a good comforter, I'll just get her a shitty one. When I already have one that looks beautiful, that you could not get from Target. What do you mean? And then, like, candy, which is fine. I fucking love candy. But I've told him what my favorite candy is numerous times. And like I said, he remembers very intricate things about me. I don't know how he could forget. In fact, I made a point to get him his favorite candy. In fact, I realized I got the wrong candy. I went back to the fucking store and I got the right candy. Because it was important to me that he knew how personalized the things I got him were for him. I wanted to make sure. And I'm just so disappointed. Jesus. Like, he got me that. He got me candy. That is nowhere near my favorite. It's not even in the realm. It's not even top 10. I mean, he did give me one of my favorite pops. Not my actual favorite pop, because it's Barks right here, and he knows that. I did get pop, so that's good. And then we didn't go anywhere to eat, even though it's Valentine's Day, and I saw him from 1 to 6 p.m., which is lunch and dinner time simultaneously, and I did not get one bite to eat. Nope. And then we sat and watched TV, and that was it. And I don't want to be ungrateful because I love this man. But I'm just kind of like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? But I can't be like that because he bought me things. And he seemed to be excited about it. Don't really know how because I've never ever told him I want any of those things. And I've never ever been like, you know what? You know what I want for Valentine's Day? You know what'll make me feel like we're together? Is if we just, you know, if we just dry hump for 4 hours and watch a show I don't give a shit about and not get any food all day long. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm not even a sexual person. Not really. Not very often. I don't really get it. And maybe I don't have a right to be upset, but I very much am. I very much am. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? You know, at first, the date happened, I was like, you know what? It's fine. I can spend time with him. He got me things. I've never gotten things on Valentine's Day before. What the fuck? You know? Because I'm sorry, I wrote you a letter. You didn't write me shit. I don't care if you're a bad writer. I don't. I'm sorry, I'm not a teacher. I'm not gonna grade you. I want to know that you give a shit about me. I want to see it. I want you to scream it. I want something. Because you know what? I am a little bit much. And maybe that shit's shallow, but I fucking like that shit. And I want you to tell me how you feel about me. I want you to tell me again. I want you to tell me fucking 3 times. I don't want you to drop a bunch of money on something I don't want because it's a day and we're together. That's what I don't want. And I don't want to sound ungrateful because I feel guilty whenever anybody spends money on me ever. I feel like I owe them now. And like they just crossed oceans for me. And I feel so fucking bad, especially when I don't like that thing. Because now, not only have you spent money on me and you've done all that, but you got me something I'm not even going to use. So I'm just looking at it like, oh fuck, what am I going to do with that? How am I gonna show them that I care about them and that I like the thing, even though I fucking don't like that thing? And I'm not changing my comforter. I just won't. No matter how badly I feel that he got me something, I am not changing my comforter. Nope, I like it. I like the comforter, and I don't like that comforter. It's not even that I like this one better and that one looks good. No, I don't even like it. I wouldn't even choose it. It's not like he got me something that's very me and very, like, nice and mine's, like, old and ratty. Nope. I like this one and I don't like that one. And the candy wasn't candy that I liked. And what we did wasn't what I liked. And it's not all about me. But that, I feel like, was supposed to be about me. I don't know. And it just wasn't. I don't know who the fuck it was for, but it was not me. And I was just disappointed. And I'm angry because I don't know why he would do that. And I don't want to make assumptions. But literally, what the fuck? Because I cannot make up in the math in my brain of why he would get me those things and why we would do that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes zero sense to me. And I don't know how to make it okay in my brain. And I want to. Because it's not even an outlandish, like, it's not the worst Valentine's Day I could possibly have. But it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. It makes no fucking sense. Why would you tell me you planned out a Valentine's Day for me, and like, I'll see, and you don't get to know, and it's that. And that's what I get. It doesn't make any sense to me. If I tell you I have a big thing planned, I have a big thing planned. You are going to be wowed. You're going to walk in here. You're going to be like, oh my god. You know? And if you don't, I did something very, very wrong. And I want to know. And so I can get it right the next time. And I have less than a minute. So, yeah. I'm just angry. And I don't know if I have a reason to be. But holy shit. And I don't even feel better after I got it all out. I don't feel better right now. In fact, I feel more angry. So I guess if 20 of your listeners out there, if you are planning on doing a Valentine's Day thing, ask the person what they want. And don't make it sound like a big thing if it's not a big thing at all. Make sure it is a big thing if you say it's a big thing.